Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. Today's episode is being sponsored by Shopify. I'd like to thank Shopify for sponsoring today's video. Now, you don't want to miss that ad either because I'm going to be making an announcement that a lot of you Banana Crew folks have been waiting for. If you know what I'm talking about, stick around. Today's episode is probably one of the craziest ones that I have ever looked into. And I'm not going to lie to you, it made my stomach sick. Like, I haven't been this sick to my stomach since I was a cop investigating stuff like this, but never on this scale. I mean, this is ridiculous, the amount of things that go into it. And now we're going to be talking about this young girl. Her name is Virginia Joffrey. Okay. And I probably pronounced it wrong. I don't know, but I'm going to refer to it as Virginia. Okay. And Virginia filed a lawsuit against Miss Maxwell for her part in her in Virginia sex trafficking when she was a young girl starting at the age of 16. Now, throughout this document, this deposition, the attorney attempts to catch her in little portions of her memory that might be off from all the way back in the year 1999 and 2000. Because originally, Virginia said that all of this stuff went down in 99. Turns out it was back in 2000, and she got that information likely from her attorneys when she was being disposed for something else. Okay. However, it doesn't take away from all the different statements. Now, before I start telling you about all these different people who include Bill Clinton, who include Prince Andrew, who include senators, who include like people under the Obama and the Bush administration, it's just freaking wild. But before I tell you about these people, I didn't even know who some of these names were. I do a podcast for a living. And I didn't understand who some of these people were. I had to look into them. So it's unfathomable to me that this young lady was able to look up all these different names. Now, her background in particular, Virginia. Okay, Virginia was a young girl, 16 years old. She had the perfect background for a predator. She was a runaway. She had problems at home. She was living with her boyfriend. She was attempting to make money. She was out of high school, trying to get her GED, trying to get her life together. And that's when she was approached by Miss Maxwell, when she was working at a massage parlor. All right. And as a receptionist working at this place, and she was on a break sitting outside in the shade, and she details it in this where she's sitting outside in the shade and she's approached by Miss Maxwell, who asks her about what she's reading, tells her it's a book on massage. It's what she wants to do. Miss Maxwell actually offers her a job working for Mr. Epstein. That's not weird enough for you. She then goes and tells her parents that she's getting her act together. Her parents seem okay with it, letting them know that, hey, look, I'm going to get certified and I could be a massage therapist. And this young 16-year-old girl is just enthralled at this brand new life that she's been offered by Miss Maxwell. So the setup for this is that she is a young gal, run away from home, is kind of going through a lot of different life struggles, trying to get her act together, working as a receptionist, and she's approached by Miss Maxwell that gives her this, okay? And then eventually it works in. Now, through this document, it does go in detail because I don't want to get into the specifics of how they actually like suckered her into all this. It's actually kind of intriguing within itself, but it's going to take away from some of this video because I want to talk to you about some of these people that specifically are named inside of this deposition. I didn't understand the depth that Epstein went to until I read this document, and you should read it too. It's going to be linked in the description. Now we're going to start off on PDF page 6 of it. And the first person that she talks about on this document is a man named Thomas Pritzker. So here, let me open up this document for you so you can see it on your screen now. All right. And so again, page 6 of this document, and you scroll down to the bottom of it, and this is where they start talking about it, okay? So the attorney asks, this is Maxwell's attorney asking the victim, Virginia, if I were to ask you the question, how many times have you had sex with Tom Pritzker, do you know what that question means? She says, I believe so. He says, all right, what is the answer to that question? She says, I believe I was with Tom once. Okay, well, let's look at who Tom Pritzker is. Tom Pritzker, born June 6, 1950. Year 2000 would have put him at 50 years old. He's now in his 70s. I don't know, hell, is this guy even still alive? Yeah, he's still alive. Age 73. He's an American billionaire, heir, and businessman, a member of the Pritzker family. He's also chairman of the chief executive office officer of the Pritzker organization, which manages the various Pritzker family business assets. Now, here's the interesting part. Pritzker is also the executive chairman of the Hyatt Hotels Corporation. Hyatt Hotels. Now, let's scroll just a tad bit deeper into this document. We're going to scroll all the way down to paragraph 189, because this, in my opinion, and it was a lot of reading. I'm sorry, page 189, not paragraph. Page 189. I'll let you know what PDF page it is once I get there. So the attorney starts questioning her. And like at this point in the document, the attorney is asking her specifically, not Jeffrey Epstein, but who did Miss Maxwell tell you to have sex with specifically? Because remember, this is a deposition about a lawsuit aimed at Miss Maxwell for victimizing this young woman. Here we go. Line number 9, page 189. Okay, please name a person that Miss Maxwell directed you to have sex with. Prince Andrew. Prince Andrew. If you want to see him, let's pull him up. This old bastard right here. Prince Andrew, Duke of York. Bet that's going to hurt the royal family. Let's keep going. Okay, who else? As a whole, they both trafficked me to people. It was under both their direction, so it's not easy to just say Ghislaine, or however the hell you say her name. When I say they, I mean both of them. Okay, well, I need you to say a time when Miss Maxwell directed you to have sex with another person. So can you please tell me who she asked you to have sex with another person? And he objects. Then she names Glenn Dubin. Maybe I pronounced his name wrong. Now, here is Mr. Dubin's Wikipedia page. All right. Again, born in 1957, his current age is 66, is an American billionaire hedge fund manager and the principal of Dubin and Co. LP, a private investment company. He is the co-founder of Highbridge Capital Management, an alternative asset management company based in New York City, and founded board member of the Robin Hood Foundation. That is the first predator, I guess would be the appropriate name. That's the first predator that she was assigned to. Now, the first person that she actually had sex with, sexual relations, was actually Epstein himself during her quote-unquote interview. Who else? I'm going to continue to tell you that they both directed me to do it. It was part of my training. They both told me, you've got tickets to go here. This is who you're meeting, and this is what you're doing. And then they redact name. So blank is another one. Miss Maxwell directed you to have sex with blank. Mr. Edwards, object to the form of the blah, 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 blah. And then she answers, I'm going to tell you they both did. Ghislaine and Jeffrey both directed me. They both paid me and they both directed me. When did Miss Maxwell direct you to go have sex with blank? I don't know the time. I don't. You know, I couldn't tell you the place. I don't know the time. What words did Miss Maxwell use in talking to you and asking you to go have sex with blank? We're sending you to the gentleman. We want you to show him a good time. We want you to do exactly what you would do for Jeffrey to him. Keep him happy. I can't remember her exact words, and I'm not going to put words in my mouth, but it makes it sound like what she said, but it was all along those lines. And then he gets in a little bit deeper. All right. And so when in time was blank relative to Prince Andrew? Blank was six months. I'm not sure. 6 months what? And then they go a little bit deeper. I'm going to tell you some more names. If you're going to tell me more names, please continue your answer. She says, I'm trying to think. Attorney, if you're just going to talk, I'm sorry, I'm trying to think. Okay, let me take a break and then you can think over the break. So he jumps back in. Excuse me, I have asked you for the names. I've just given you a name. Jeffrey Epstein is a big name. All right, she instructed me on that one. So there you go. There she names Epstein as particularly a person that Miss Maxwell directed her to have sex with. And then she gets asked, did Maxwell direct you to have sex with Glenn Dubin? Yeah, and we just went over who Glenn Dubin is. What words did she use to tell you to go have sex with him? It was the same all the time. They want me to provide these men with a massage. And then when they say massage, that means erotic. Okay. So that was their code word for sending her to go have sex with people. You're going to go give this guy a massage. You're going to treat him like you do Jeff. Miss Maxwell told you to give a massage to Prince Andrew, correct? Correct. Miss Maxwell told you to give a massage to Bill Richardson, correct? She says, correct. Holy shit. Who's Bill Richardson? This is a new name that just got brought up. Bill Richardson, let's take a look. This piece of crap, former governor of New Mexico. Born in 1947, he died on September 1, 2023, was an American politician, author, and diplomat who served as the 30th governor of New Mexico from 2003 to 2011. He was also the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations and energy secretary in the Clinton administration, a U.S. congressman, chair of the 2004 Democratic National Convention, and chair of the Democratic Governors Association. It's like they are all intertwined in this weird sickness. But let's keep going because there's even more people named. They start grilling her on the date. She doesn't know the dates. Question by Miss Maxwell's attorney. You had sex with John Luke Bruno. At how many places is what you're saying correct? I was sent to Jean-Luc Brunel at many places to have sex with him. Now, let's take a look at this sick bastard. Jean-Luc Brunel. Born in 1946, died February 19th of 2022. He was a French model scout, gained prominence by leading the international modeling agency, Karen Models, and founded MC2 Modeling Department, whatever. He's a modeling guy from over in Europe. It's whatever. Nobody tied into our government. Now, deeper into this document, when you start getting in a little bit deeper, they start questioning her about some different articles that got released online. And one of the articles that got released said that she was on an airplane, or excuse me, she was on a helicopter with Miss Maxwell piloting it and with Bill Clinton in the seat. Now, the victim here says that she was misquoted in the article or misunderstood in the article, and that Bill Clinton was actually on his way flying out to the island with Miss Maxwell, and that both Jeff and Miss Maxwell would both brag to her about knowing these different prominent figures. What gets even creepier is there's actually pictures of Bill Clinton getting a massage from one of Epstein's victims. Now, Bill Clinton says, Clinton, 56 at the time of the September 2002 snaps, had complained about having a stiff neck during the layover en route to Africa for a humanitarian trip with Epstein and his entourage. I want to invite you on a journey with me real quick. But before we go on that journey, I want to tell you about Shopify. Now, a lot of y'all have been asking us to put out merch. Well, it's here. It's here. We built it. And you know where we built it? We built it on Shopify. So now you guys can go over to our Shopify account and get your own Speak the Truth merch. Let me tell you about Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Now, whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one commerce platform to their all-in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. That's 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And now you can sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify's magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the United States, and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/speak the truth, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/speak the truth now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That is shopify.com/speak the truth. Now, your link to Shopify is in the description down below, as is the new Speak the Truth Shopify-powered store. Head on over, get yourself some merch. Now, I want you to embark on this journey with me. This young girl, 16 years old, out on her own, estranged from her parents, living with her boyfriend, dropped out of school, trying to get a GED, trying to better herself, and she comes across these people. She comes from a bad a crappy background. She had a pretty crappy setup, whether that's the fault of her own, her parents, I don't know. And truthfully, I don't care. Stuff like that happens all the time here in the United States of America. Now, this young girl and the statements that she makes throughout this entire document, when you go and you start reading this document, again, that's also linked in here. If you haven't seen it yet, you can go read it for your dang self. I want you to ask yourself a question. How does this young girl develop this broad imagination of all of these things that are happening? Oh, by the way, did I tell you? She's also got a picture with Prince Andrew. I think I called him Prince George. I don't know. Shit, did I? No, Prince Andrew. She's got a picture with Prince Andrew and with Miss Maxwell. Now, you can take away everything this young girl has to say. Everything she has to say. You can take it and you can whisk it away and you can try to write off all of it. But the question that remains to be answered by anybody: what the hell was this young girl doing with Prince Andrew, pictured here, with Miss Maxwell? Somebody please give me a plausible explanation other than what she has presented to why she is out there being peddled by this freaking prince, by Miss Maxwell. What's she doing mixed up with them? Now, you got to understand, Epstein, the prince, all these other people that we named, the prominent figures, everybody, they're all like millionaires and billionaires. They've got their own business and everything else going on. They got all this shit. What would they be doing with a young runaway? Did they take her in to give her a better life? Well, that's really fortunate. Although I highly doubt that. And if they did do that, what in the right mind would she and every other young lady that's accused them of doing these things, why would they do that? There's monetary purposes. But the information that they have on where these people were located and at what time is so mind-numbing, it's not even funny. Not to mention the details that they go into inside of these depositions and what they're actually talking about and who these people are. Not to mention that they actually have legitimate connections with Jeffrey Epstein and Mrs. Maxwell. She also has accused Miss Maxwell of being forced to have sex with her. These people are so sick in the head, and we are too busy right now inside of this country whining and complaining about different things that are going on. Meanwhile, these elites that are running our country and making deals behind closed doors are out sexually assaulting young girls. Look, I get it. You might look at some of this stuff and you might say, okay, so Prince Andrew, not a big deal. Bill Clinton, yeah, we know he's kind of a pedophile and he's over there. But the real question that remains is all of the names that she can't remember. Those ones that I listed: Marvin Minsky, George Mitchell, Jean-Luc Brunel, Bill Richardson, Glenn Dublin, another prince. All of these people, why does she pick their names? And here's the crazy part. Of all those names I listed, there is a ton that she says she cannot even remember because she looked at them as if it was like a business transaction, that she's just going out to meet them and coming back. It's in her mind one day and out the other. She doesn't even remember all the people that she was subjected to. And so there is sick people running around inside our government. Every single American and citizen in this world, honestly, should be demanding more information and more documents and a much deeper investigation into every single ounce of this that's going on. Ladies and gentlemen, I am out of time for today. I want to thank every single one of you for stopping in on the Speak the Truth podcast. I am your host, Matt Tardio. I'm going to dive into this deeper, and we're going to get a little bit deeper into these allegations and what goes on here in the near future. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I know it's a little bit different than what we normally do. Check out our Shopify account. Peace, love, happiness. God bless. I'm out.